Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 100. Episode 100, the big one, the first 100 episodes of Breakfast with Sergio. And today, I'm going to talk about the five things I've learned after 100 episodes. My friends, super happy to be here. I'm celebrating my 100th episode with nothing else but awesome Mexican tamales. Woo! Awesome, great Mexican tamales right here. They are chicken and red sauce. Super good, super amazing Mexican tamales. That's how I'm celebrating my 100th episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Thank you so much for being part of this project, for watching, for listening. However you consume this particular content, maybe in a podcast, maybe in YouTube, maybe in Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, doesn't matter. Thank you so much for making it here in this now 100 episodes. So my friend, I want to talk to you about, you know, some of the, I've learned a lot through this first 100 episodes. So I picked kind of like five things that are really big for me, really big things that I've learned in the last 100 episodes of Breakfast with Sergio. So the first one, let's get started. The first one is that if you have an idea, don't wait for anyone to give you permission. Give yourself the permission to go ahead and start. I know many of you guys have an idea, have something in the back of your head, something you want to do, and you're just waiting for somebody to give you permission to do it. My friend, in this episode 100, I'm gonna tell you something. You have permission to do it. Give yourself permission to get started, to get going, to get that idea rolling out of your mind and get it out to the world. It was, over 100 episodes ago, a little, you know, before I started that, I had this idea. I want to do something that is fun, that I enjoy, that I can just click play here or record and go live for you and kind of share some of the things I've learned over the years as an artist, as a curator, and so on. And I just wanted to do it. I just wanted to find a way to do it. But, you know, I figured, well, I don't know when, I don't know how. I was kind of waiting for myself to give me permission. And then one morning I said, well, wait a minute. I love breakfast. I never leave the house without having breakfast. What if before I have my breakfast, I click live, I click record, I click on that little button on that screen, on the phone, and then just do it. Just have this little quick chat, 10-minute chat. And that's how Breakfast with Sergio started. And my friend, some of you are waiting for, you know, somebody, for the art world or whoever, to give you permission on a project or idea that you have. So it's something I have learned in 100 episodes is if you have an idea, you don't have to wait for permission. You just gotta get up and do it. Get up and do it. Number two, the second thing I've learned in 100 episodes is start your day with positivity. Start your day with positivity. Positivity, give something of value to the world. Give something of value to the world. And this is the time which you can do it because we have social media. It's so easy to start the day with negativity, watching the news and everything that goes bad in the world. There's over everything. It's not gonna change no matter how many times you watch the news. You're waiting for something good to happen. It's always gonna be bad news. That's how, you know, that's how the news channels get so many ratings and people, because, you know, watching the bad stuff that happens around the world. But what if you give positivity to the world? And that's what I've learned with these 100 episodes. What if I start the day 3 days a week and give positivity to the world? Not only it makes for a better world, but also myself, I feel much better throughout my day because I'm thinking about what am I going to share with my friends in the next episode? What's something of value that I can give them, a small nugget of information or insight that will help them in their career that they can go and apply on their daily lives? And when you do that, when you start with positivity and sharing the things you know, and it makes up for a better world, and more than anything, it helps you as an artist, you know, get going with a positive mindset for the rest of your day. So that's the second thing. Third thing I have learned in 100 episodes is do not get caught up with the numbers. This is a big one. Do not get caught up with the numbers. We live in a world in which is everything about the number of followers, the number of comments, the number of likes. Everything is measured by the number of followers and likes and so on. And as I started doing this Breakfast with Sergio show, I did get caught up with the numbers, you know, because it goes into podcasts, it goes into Twitter, into Instagram, it goes into YouTube, it goes as a podcast in many different channels, and it's so easy to get caught up in this race of how many followers I can get here, how many followers I can get there, and you lose track of the enjoyment of just doing it out of the heart of just doing and enjoying the process. So if you want to start a project, you're going to start something, you know, do it because of your love, because you love it, because of the process. Love the process more than the numbers. Love the process more than the numbers. That's what I have learned in 100 episodes, and I'm celebrating because, you know, I know thousands of people watch this or listen to this in the different ways in which it goes out on the web. But my friend, you know, if it was only one person listening on the other side, I would still be very happy, very excited, because I would have that one person's attention every morning when I do breakfast with Sergio. So my friend, thanks so much. Don't get caught up. If you're on Instagram, trying to, you know, build your Instagram follow and your Facebook and everything else, don't get caught up with the numbers. Do it because you love it. Do it because you love it. And the numbers will come. The numbers, the people, the audience will come and will follow. If you are honest, if you're doing it out of the heart, if you love the process, the numbers will follow you versus you having to chase those numbers. So that's another big lesson I've learned in 100 episodes. Another one, the fourth thing I've learned is in 100 episodes of Breakfast with Sergio is, who cares about what people think? I don't care what people think. You know, sometimes we care too much about what people think, and because you care too much about what people think, that prevents you from doing the things that you really love, that really you want to do. You know, as you go, if you do something that's meaningful, that's insightful, that has value, eventually haters will show up. Eventually there will be people who will comment and give you bad reviews, or will give you bad comments, and will kind of you know, take the time of the day to send you something that you don't want to read, something that's going to be negative, that's going to make you think, well, you know, maybe this is not good, maybe I'm not doing it right, maybe that person is correct, maybe, you know, and you start adding these doubts in your mind just because one individual, one person gave you this bad comment, this bad review, and you forget about all the other 99 that give you amazing comments and reviews and so on, and has been cheering you along the way, because this one individual, one person gave you that bad look or that bad comment or that bad attitude or what have you. Maybe that person had a bad day and they just decided to take it on you, you know, on what you are doing. So my friend, if that's you, what I have learned is that, you know what, you have to get over that. You have to get over that. When a bad comment comes in, I read it once and, well, you know, that's good. It happens. I move on. I don't overthink it. Sometimes I just say, thanks so much for the comment, and move on. If you start getting into a rant, you're never gonna change the other person's mind. They already made their mind about you, about your content, about whatever you're doing. You're not gonna change their mind. So why even bother trying to get into this kind of crazy conversation that is not gonna go anywhere, and it's just gonna ruin your day? So instead, you know, ignore those things. Who cares what people think? If you love it, if you love the process, you're going to do it regardless of that anyway, anyhow. And I know not everybody likes what I do. Not everybody likes the way I talk or the way I look or the way I, whatever, the way this happens. And, you know, that's fine. You know, I know there are other people who respond with positive positivity, and it's good for them. So then they welcome this episode. So my friend, you know, if that's you, if you have experienced that, maybe today somebody will make a bad comment on something you posted. Maybe somebody will not like your art. Maybe somebody will not like your ideas. It's okay. Move on. You know, skip that. Say, well, thank you so much for the comment, and move on. And the last, my friend, the fifth thing I've learned in 100 episodes of Breakfast with Sergio is that tomorrow is a new day. This has been kind of my phrase for the year. This phrase for this year has been, tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. And I've been kind of reminding myself every day that tomorrow is a new day. Maybe this episode is not the best one, but you know what? Who cares? Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I get to try it again. Maybe this episode, something happens, right? The dog starts barking, or which has happened before if you have watched Breakfast with Sergio sometimes. You know, it's okay. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow you get a chance to start over. You wake up, you start like a mindful reset. You wake up, it's like a new day. Maybe today you will get a rejection from a show that you applied to or a residency program that you applied to. And you're going to be sad today, but you know what? Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow you get up and you say, it doesn't matter you know, I'm gonna still pushing. I'm gonna still keep moving forward because tomorrow is a new day. So my friend, this is episode 100, but it doesn't really matter because tomorrow is a brand new day and we start from scratch like if nothing had happened before. So my friend, thanks so much for watching. Thank you for being part of Breakfast with Sergio. I really, really enjoy your company. I really enjoy your comments, your messages. If these episodes have been helpful for you in one way or another, let me know in the comments below. Please let me know. Let me know if you're listening to the podcast. Please put a review, put a comment as well. I would really appreciate to hearing how these episodes have been helpful for you in the past. And I look forward to a lot more episodes in the future. And it's going to be awesome. I promise you will have a great time in the next 100 episodes of Breakfast with Sergio. Have a great and amazing day. And we'll see you later. Goodbye.